Hello. Okay, so this is my second audio boom in 2017. I'm just casually looking down. I'm trying to discover the answer to the question about industry sites and blogs that I regularly visit. I'm just looking down my Twitter interactions list, and it seems that mean, I'm trying my best to give an astute answer. Leeds West Academy. No, I'm not going to put that on the list. And my apologies for a boring audio boo. Comms hero. Put Comms Hero down as a general interest because of the kind of thing that might appear on Twitter. It's not really informative. I feel like it's just a bunch of people that get together or different talks that go on, celebrating the works of communications. People that work within the communications department, I suppose. So yeah, not really feeling that as much. It's an interesting marketing campaign, a bit like the meerkats idea, subvertising, creating their own subvertising brand rather. I do know that there's one that I am looking for, but that's quite some time back. Oh, I don't believe I replied to this guy. What's your SEO agenda for? I am an SEO. That's just bad English. That's interesting. I believe that's great. There we go. Leeds bit of Leeds Confucius. Actually, I do follow the Confucius. Sweets, culture, Chinese, link from social media cafe. Okay. So let's have a look at some of this stuff. My apologies again for such a boring and dull one, but we have it. Oh, actually, I got a funny tweet about my local police team. They've got Twitter accounts, and I've just seen I had an interaction on January the 6th with them, the Outer Northwest Police Department. And they took a shot recently, a night or two ago, about a road that's going to be closed. And they didn't leave. They sort of left the information there and didn't say what was happening to the street, why it was closed. And it's very rare of me to be so obtuse, but on this occasion, I did reply with a simple question of why with a question mark. But I was quite surprised when I got a reply that wasn't a full formal reply. The reply I got was, "There are two holes. We are currently looking into them." And it's quite a funny little joke. It's just not something you would expect from any kind of police department, really, or any kind of PD. I seem to be popular with Leeds Digital, Leeds Bid, ODI. Some people that seem to like me by the looks of it. Oh, I had an emoji conversation with Leeds ODI. Okay, so that's one that's interesting that I can highlight in my next talk. An emoji conversation that went on for quite some time. Okay, so indie hour, no. I seem to be giving a lot of text appraisals. Four or five people liked that tweet, and they got high interactions. Oh, from playing on the streets and street playing hairhills. It's quite nice. I'm also looking at this is what I was thinking. I'm just watching my audio boom going into over 6 minutes, and I think I've found the tag that I thought was important. So I have been a major contributor to a hashtag event called SEM Rush. So SEM Rush is actually quite an interesting feed to take a look at. And due to that, I mean, there's quite a few tweets that were there. And they were massive. And this was middle of December, about the 15th of December. Some would call that early. So the discussions about a lot of love for tweets I've sent out. Hashtagging SEM Rush Live on Google Hangouts. But my love was for the overall SEM Hangouts Live, being on Hangouts, because it was pretty special. And nice to see it used so diversely with a number of different people doing a multicam webinar, which I feel is underutilized where Google Hangouts are concerned. Because I'm a big fan of that. I know people are still critical of these things, but I think they're really good. Just got a couple of minutes left. In a more recent tweets from SEM Rush, we hosted the SEM Rush Live Twitter-based webinar, also on Google Hangouts, and they give out a plethora of information on CTRs, non-linear CTRs, a fair few. What looks to be Polish, probably. Polish tweets. What are you going to teach on your infograph? And yeah, they're regularly doing some amazing tweets. So yeah, I mean, there we go. SEM Rush, I'd say, is SEM Rush, and what I need to do is figure out who they are and what they do, I guess, so that I can reel that off. So less than a minute left. Thank you for listening to this rather dull podcast, but if you want to know what my most regularly read interaction is, what I really have enjoyed within the last 6 months, let's say, it would be the SEM Rush Live or the SEM Rush Twitter tag with the SEM Rush Live hashtag, which has just been pretty amazing. And in case you don't know what SEM Rush is, quickly, it is a digital marketing rock star. Twitter account followed to be the best industry updates and tips on how to connect with the top influencers right across the world, but predominantly within US, based in Philadelphia. Totally cool bunch of tweets. Thank you for listening to this podcast.